بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In our previous class, we were discussing the importance of the supplication of the parents and how the supplication of the mother and father is responded to, and that Allah will answer that supplication whenever the mother or the father supplicates and calls on Allah sincerely to help their child, or even likewise if they made the mistake of making supplication against their child. And also we've seen some benefits of how the supplication is answered. How is the supplication answered? How many ways is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who remembers? Seven? No? Three ways. Naam, what were they? No, how the supplication is answered. One, Allah will save it for the hereafter. Naam, that's one way the supplication will be answered, that Allah will save for them something in the hereafter. Or before that, and actually number one should be, but it's fine, alhamdulillah, Allah will answer it in this world, in this life. And after that, if not, then Allah will save that supplication and the response to that and the reward of that for the individual in the hereafter. And then the third way. Naam. That harm will be removed from the individual. That harm that was going to befall that individual will be removed, and he'll be safe from that. And he will be safe from that. And this is similar like what Allah, He has mentioned in His book about the obligation of calling on Him. And Allah Azza wa Jal, if the people do not call on Him and ask Him, then He will get angry with them. Naam. مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever did not ask Allah, then Allah will get mad at him. What about the people? If you don't ask them for anything, do they get mad at you? No, they don't get mad at you. If you ask them for something all the time, you're always asking people for something, so do they get mad at you? Naam. Allah يَغْضَبْ إِنْ تَرَكْتَ سُؤَالَهُ وَبُنَيْ آدَمْ حِينَ يُسَلُوا يَغْضَبُ. And Allah, He gets angry with you if you do not ask Him, but the people, whenever they're asked, they become angry. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's not like the people. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Kareem, He wants the servants to ask Him. And He promised in His book that He will respond to them. نَمْ وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Ud'uni, call on me. What did he say? Astajib lakum. I will respond to you. And this is the benefit here. Allah, He said, call on me and I will respond to you. Now what does that mean now? How do we understand that verse now with this narration? He didn't say, subhanahu wa ta'ala, call on me and I will give you what you asked for. Ud'uni, wa'atika da'watak. La, qala ud'uni, astajib lakum, and I will respond to you. How is the response? And how many ways? Three ways. Either he will respond and give exactly what one asked for, or he will save that for him in the hereafter, from his mercy and from his grace, or he will remove some harm from that person. And sometimes we make supplication for things and they're not good for us. Maybe we ask for something, not asking for something haram, we're asking for something in the dunya, but in reality, if we were to obtain it, it would be a bad thing for us. For example, some young man who is seeking marriage, maybe he has found a young woman that he is interested in, and he is making supplication that Allah will help him to marry that woman, and He will provide for him, and he is making dua, and he really wants to marry this sister But something happens and Allah did not decree that. And there is no contract and it's not agreed. And there's no agreement and they don't get married. So this person here, he's making dua. Maybe he thinks that it's good, but Allah didn't decree it for him. Maybe if he had got married to her, it would be a trial for him. Or it would be a trial for her. Or be a trial for both of them. A believer doesn't know. So in any case, we make dua and we take the means to obtain that which we hope for. And we take the means to be safe from that which we fear. And in the end, the affair is in the hands of Allah. And if He blesses us with that and He gives us what we ask for, we say Alhamdulillah. And if not, we know that He has saved, either He's saving that for us in the hereafter, or He is going to remove some harm from us likewise. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever calls on Him, He will respond to them. He will respond to them. Do we understand that? From the greatest acts of worship and from the greatest favors of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon His slave, upon an individual, upon a person, upon a man or a woman or a child, is that He will give them success and guide them to call on Him. That Allah will allow them to call on Him. So many people, they call on others. So many people, they forget Allah. So many people, they don't make dua. Even Muslims, many people, they don't make dua. And they try to follow the means and do whatever they can by themselves. And they forget to ask Allah. But rather, it's a favor from Allah that He will guide the heart of a person to ask Him and to call on Him and to hope in Him and to love Him and to fear Him and to desire His pleasure in the life like this. So the fact that somebody is calling on Allah, this is a great, great sign that Allah wants good for him and that Allah has directed him to the right direction. To the right direction. We've seen an example in our previous class, likewise, of how the supplication of the parent is accepted. And this was with regards to a woman, a mother. What was that example? The mother of who? Al-Bukhari. The mother of Al-Bukhari, she supplicated for him in a distressful situation. Her son had lost his eyesight while he's young, and he was in very bad condition and great difficulty and hardship, and it hurt her heart. Who did she turn to? She turned to Allah, and she begged Him, and she cried to Him, and she asked him over and over until Allah granted her what she asked for. Rahimahallahu ta'ala. Wa rahimallahu al-Imam al-Bukhari. Wa jami'i ulama'i al-Sunnah. We have another example today. Our last example was the example of a mother who supplicated for her child. And the supplication was answered. Just as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned. What did he say? ثَلَاثُ دَعْوَاتٍ مُسْتَجَابَاتٌ لَهُنَّ. Three supplications, they will be responded to from them. دَعْوَةُ الْوَالِدِ لِوَلَدِهِ. دَعْوَةُ الْوَالِدِ لِوَلَدِهِ. The supplication of the parent for his child. There was a father, a Muslim father, and he had two children. Both of them are young. One of them is really young and can only crawl. And the other one was a bit bigger and was able to move around and play. And the bigger child used to always eat candy and leave wrappers on the floor. And the parents used to tell that child, don't leave the wrappers on the floor, the baby's going to crawl and eat them, because that little baby is crawling all over the floor and it cannot walk. And it used to eat everything. The baby, it was a girl, a baby girl. She used to eat everything, anything on the floor, she would crawl and put it in her mouth. And then her big brother, every time he would eat some candy, he would toss the wrapper behind his back and keep going. And the parents kept telling him, do not throw the wrappers on the ground. Do not, the baby's going to eat it and get choked. One day, the parents, they saw this little girl crawling and she's making a noise and she can't breathe. And she's choking. And they ran to her and they picked her up. And they looked what's wrong with her and they're very, very scared. And the baby is choking and cannot breathe. And then they looked and they hear in her mouth, and the dad put his finger in her mouth, and there's a wrapper in there. And there is a wrapper in there, a candy wrapper. And they're going, they're very, very nervous, and the baby is choking and breathing and making this weird noise, but it's stuck, and the baby can still barely breathe. And the mom and dad, they don't know what to do. And the dad put his finger in the mouth again. He tried to get it out. He tried to get it out, but he can feel it on his finger, but he can't get it out. It's stuck in the middle of her throat. And then they don't know what to do, and they're very scared. And they're really not knowing what to do. The dad, he put the baby in the mom's hand, and he just turned and faced the Qibla, said, Allahu Akbar, and he prayed 2 rak'ah. And whenever he went to sujood, he cried and cried and cried and begged Allah. And the mom is standing there looking at him. She's choking. She's choking. And the dad is making 2 rak'ah, and he went to sujood, and he begged Allah and cried and cried and cried and cried and cried and begged Allah and begged Allah. And then he made taslim and got up and grabbed the child and rushed to the car. And the mom and dad went to the car and they drive to the hospital. And they're making dua and asking Allah to help them and help them and help them. And then whenever the mom is signing the name for the child to go into the emergency room, the dad is holding the child, and all of a sudden he's shaking her and holding her. And he looked up and she goes like this. And the wrapper came right out of her mouth by itself. And the wrapper came right out of his mouth by itself, and the mom didn't even finish the paperwork, and they turned around and left the hospital and went home. Allah answered the supplication. Those parents were begging Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah responded to them to help their child. And they didn't do anything. After they tried to get it out of the mouth, they stopped and they just made dua. And they gave up. And they didn't know what to do. And they rushed to the hospital. And before they could even sign in, the wrapper came out of the mouth like nothing, all by itself, by the blessing of Allah. Allahu Akbar. This is a true story. The issue is here that the parents, their supplication is accepted. We have an example in the life of Al-Imam Bukhari. We have the example in the life of this little girl, that her dad made dua for her to help her and to save her, and it worked. And Allah answered, and Allah responded, and Allah saved her. Alhamdulillah. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to save our children from desires and from whims. And we ask Allah to save our children and the children of the Muslims from misguidance and from deviation. And we ask to make them upright and strong. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to protect them and make them beneficial for the Ummah. And we ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to make them strong and steadfast upon the straight path, and to remove every harm from our children and from the children of the believers and from our students and from our loved ones. And we ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to guide us and to use us in His deen to benefit the Muslims and to accept from us our efforts. We see, after this, Al-Imam Bukhari, he mentioned the next chapter, and he says, Babu Ardi al-Islami ala al-Umm al-Nasraniya. Ard al-Islam ala al-Umm al-Nasraniya. The chapter with regards to presenting Islam to a Christian mother. Presenting Islam to a Christian mother. Al-Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned his chain of narration to Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and he said, ما سمع بي أحد يهودي ولا نصراني إلا أحبني إن أمي كنت أريدها على الإسلام فتأبى فقلت لها فأبت فأتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقلت أدعو الله لها فدعا فأتيتها فقد أجافت عليها الباب فقالت يا أبا هريرة إني أسلمت فأخبرت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقلت أدعو الله لي ولأمي فقال اللهم عبدك أبو هريرة وأمه أحبهما إلى الناس. البخاري, he mentioned this narration from Abi Hurairah رضي الله عنه that he said. What kind of narration is this? This is from the statement, من قول أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. What kind of hadith is that? ما نوع هذا الحديث? موقوف. الحديث الموقوف. الحديث الموقوف. هذا حديث موقوف. نعم. Whenever we say al-hadith al-marfu' or al-hadith al-mawquf or al-hadith al-maqtu', or even before that al-hadith al-qudsi, this is with regards to who the text is ascribed to. Not, there's no discussion here of whether it's authentic or not. There are hadith qudsi that are authentic, there are hadith qudsi that are not authentic. Likewise al-marfu' al-mawquf and al-maqtu'. Some of them are authentic and some of them are not. This is with regards to looking at the chain of narration. The chains of narration and the narrators. But who is the hadith ascribed to? Who is the narration ascribed to? Who is the statement or the action ascribed to? This is how we determine that. Now Abu Huraira and he's a companion, so now it is called al-hadith al-maqtu'. The chain is authentic and the hadith is hasan. And that means that it is affirmed that Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said this. He said that there is no one who has heard of me, no Jew or no Christian, except that he will like me. Except that he will like me. And my mother, I used to hope that she would accept Islam, and she refused. And I said to her, and I called her to Islam, but she refused. So I went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I said to him, call on Allah and ask him to guide her. So he did. And he called on Allah and he asked him to guide her. To guide her. And then I went to her. And she had locked the door behind her. Or closed the door behind her. And then she said, O Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, verily I have accepted al-Islam. Verily I have accepted al-Islam. So Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he informed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said to him, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, call on Allah for me and my mother. Make dua for me and my mother. And make dua to Allah for me and my mother. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, O Allah, your slave Abu Hurairah and his mother, make them beloved to the people. Make them beloved to the people. This is a narration that is similar to that which has preceded, with more detail. That the mother of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, what did she used to do? She used to talk bad about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She used to say bad things and call him names, and it made Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu cry, and he's very sad. And he went and told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet made du'a for her, and he went back. And by the time he got back, she was taking a shower, and she told him that she accepted Islam. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he went back to the Prophet crying again, sallallahu alaihi wasallam or radiallahu anhu. But now he's crying. The first time he's crying out of what? Sadness. The second time he's crying from happiness, because his mother accepted al-Islam, from joy. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to guide the mothers of the believers to al-Islam, those who have not believed. We ask them to open their hearts to al-Islam and to guide them, and the fathers of the believers who have not believed, and to guide them. We see here how beautiful this arrangement is. First, we see the fact that the supplication of the parent for the child is accepted, and then after that we see that he mentioned the presenting Islam to the mother and making dua for her. So just as the mother makes dua for the parent, for the child, just as the mother and the father, they make dua for their child, what does the child do for their parent? رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Now they make dua for them likewise. So this is the relationship of the Muslim family, that the mother and the father, the parent, they supplicate for one another and for their children, and their children supplicate for them, and their bond is to Allah, and their relationship is with Allah, and their Lord is Allah, and they are tied to Allah, and they do not rely on one another and depend on one another. Rather, they depend on Allah, and they take the means together to rectify their family and their household, and to be upright by believing in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshipping Him alone, tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us success in this life to do what is pleasing to Him, and may Allah give us a good ending and allow us to die upon al-Islam and al-Iman. And we continue, inshallah, with the next chapter, and that will be Babu Birr al-Walidaini ba'da mawtihima, the chapter of the being kind and obedient and good and nice to the parents even after they die. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.